You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, we're going to be talking about how to fireproof your faith. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and today I've got a lovely guest with me who is going to be talking about fireproofing your faith. And she is a wonderful, multi-talented woman. And I would love to welcome Danielle Harris Branch to Live, Love, Engage.
Why, thank you so much for having me, Gloria. It's a privilege and an honor to be here in your presence and to share, just to share about God. It's wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, let me share with our audience here and a little bit about you and why I thought your story would be one to share with our audience, and we'll see how it goes. So Danielle is a speaker, coach, image promoter, and author of the upcoming book, From the Other Side of the Bed, Allow Faith to Transform Your Perspective Through Life's Hardest Blows. And Danielle is no stranger to that because she has lived through events that would have destroyed others. She's a double cancer survivor, simultaneously healed of uterine and ovarian cancer, and has also survived a battle against Stevens-Johnson syndrome. And that's a really rare condition that I guess only affects about 2 in 1 million people, which is crazy. So I'm glad you were able to overcome that. She is also a founder of Global Girls Connect, which helps women discover, articulate, and live their passion. And she serves as the executive director of Reach Community Services, which provides tools for families to overcome poverty, setbacks, and social barriers to live productive and profitable lives. And she's also an entrepreneur as well. been one since the age of 13, got an early start. That's awesome. And she's a licensed cosmetologist and owner of Image Promoters LLC. So you have a multi-hyphenated background or something, a lot of stuff here. But I know that one of the things that I guess you're really passionate about is faith, and that is, you know, part of our mission is how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. And faith is a big part of that. So I would love it if you could share with our listeners and viewers on YouTube, what is your personal definition of faith?
Faith is the hope that reaches beyond any situation.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. So I remember going through my situation, and I cannot imagine. It was a series of things. I went through the cancer, then Stevens-Johnson's, and I lost my husband in 2019. Mm-hmm. And we had about, 23 years of just medical mayhem with him, but he overcame each one of them. In every situation, if I did not have something beyond myself, something that knew more than I knew, and a power that was stronger than me in my weakest moments, then I would have never made it through. Just having that hope of a better day, and things can always turn around, the possibilities. So that's where my faith actually, it carried me through my problems.
Well, that's good. But were you always a person of faith, or was it something that you found as you were, you know, facing difficult trials that you were like, you know, okay, God, I need your help kind of thing. So how would you describe that?
Gloria, I was not always a person of faith. Even, and you know, it's crazy, even being a pew baby, you know, being raised in church, I didn't always have faith. Mm. And it was really bad because whatever I couldn't fix in my own ability would just wake me up out of my sleep. It took my sleep. It took my peace. It took my joy. So anything that I couldn't work out of my ability was just, oh, you're telling me to believe God, but how can I do it? You know, even when, even in my prayers, I'm like, God, help me to do it. Not how you just have your way and do it, but God, help me to do it. So I guess it's a thing of control. I wanted to control my situation. So, and God is, he's like, I want control. I want to do it for you. I don't need your help. So no.
Well, I can definitely relate to that because, yeah, one of the things I talk about in a book I'm getting ready to publish is about letting go and letting God. And that was not easy for me to learn, but it's oh so powerful when you can learn to do that because God does work miracles in our lives if we allow it.
And sometimes we reach that extreme of ourselves and that's when we have to have faith. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't choose faith all the time, but when you're at the end of yourself, you're at the end of your ability, you're at the end of your strength, you're at the end of your hope, and you just say, Lord, help me, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about, you talk about fireproofing your faith. What are some of the keys to being able to do that?
Fireproofing your faith, I thought about a vault. And you know how you have those things that you keep your very important things that you don't want anything to happen to, whether it's water, whether it's fire, or anything that happens to us. So I like to think of my faith as being fireproof. Mm-hmm. So a couple of things that I discovered in my walk with faith is, one, I had to hide God's word in my heart, you know, because there's, I think it's a scripture in Psalms that says, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might send myself bankrupt. And sometimes what we consider sin is we don't consider it as harsh, but any type of unbelief is something else that's established against God. So just hiding his word in your heart, you know, sometimes even when it's hard to believe, hide that word in your heart. And then trust God's motives. You know, that's another thing, you know, coming to the realization that God wants to do me good. And his love, everything he does is through love. Even when it doesn't look like love, it's still love. So if I can trust his motives, then it makes it easier to cooperate with whatever he's doing in my life. And then you have to resist the devil. Of course, he's going to come and try to tell you and accuse God, accuse you of not being worthy of God's love, accuse God of not being fair, of not being just because of whatever you're going through. So you have to resist the devil. You have to tell him where to get off it, you know. No, I'm driving this car. And then know your rights. You know, there are some rights that you have in God. And the one thing that I really, really, really came to an understanding last year, and that was tell God exactly how you feel. You don't have to dress it up. You don't have to know how to say it, but just tell him exactly, because he already knows your heart. But I think telling him exactly how you feel just invites him in to everything, because he has to be invited in unless he's trespassing in your life. So giving him that access to say, God, I trust you. I trust you. I want you and I give you permission. And then we have to obey his word and just, you know, just God, it's here it is. It's written. I can do it with your help. And then depend on grace and mercy. Mm-hmm. You know, we have those in our reach at all times. God, if I can't do this, you know, God, help me to do it. And God will help you to anything and get through any situation and trust his motive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know sometimes I think people get hung up, though, in that they expect things to turn out a certain way. But I think if we can let go of that expectation and just trust that maybe sometimes, well, not sometimes, I would say trust that always God actually has our best interests at heart, and things might not look right now, but it could turn out to be, or will turn out to be, I should say, even better than we expected. Have you experienced anything like that in your life?
Yeah. And I was actually just thinking about it the other day. I did a lesson on alignment, and I started thinking about things that have happened to me, even when I had cancer, how I ended up actually sharing my story and having so many other people experience healing without chemo, without radiation, and without pills. And that was my testimony. So even though I thought it was happening to me, it was happening for me, and it was putting me in alignment with people that may not have somebody of faith in their lives that could help pray them through the situation or introduce them to God. So even the things that we look at as accidents are part of our alignment with His will to help others.
Awesome. You mentioned a little bit ago, you said something about that, something about rights and God. Can you expand on that a little bit? What exactly did you mean by that? You said that we have like rights or something.
Yes. So in Christ, we have all types of rights. You know, we have the right to healing. We have the right to joy. We have the right to peace. We have the right of overcoming. We have the right to access. You know, we have rights in God. And it's in God that you have those rights. But, you know, sometimes we don't practice that. Sometimes we look at it as I'm just a victim. And a victim is, you know, you pretty much you surrender your power instead of use your power. Mm-hmm. So those rights in God, I have a right to overcome. I have a right to love. I have a right. Oh God, I just have a right to so many benefits in life that sometimes, you know, just life can beat you down, and you just, it changes your definition of some things that you, when you go through a lot, but if you just hold on to those rights that I'm more than an overcomer, you know, greater is He that is in me, you know, those reassuring words that overcome me.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. Yeah. And I agree. You're right. We do. We absolutely do have those rights because we were created. I mean, I believe that we're created in God's image. And so right there is where everything comes from, right there. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your book and that you've got coming up, and how is that going to help people who are struggling, even, you know, right now, as we're recording this in January of 2021, and we're still, you know, going through the pandemic and all sorts of other turmoil that we've had here in the United States. We've had political turmoil and all that fun stuff. So how do you see your book as being able to help someone?
Well, I see my book being able to help because it's in those times that you really find the value, and you get down to, I think even during COVID, even though it's been very harsh for a lot of people, and you know, people losing people and the uncertainty and, you know, all of those things, it still boils us down to what is important. And I think for so long, we've been going, trying to accomplish. And sacrificing that which is important. So in my book, it talks about, it's me and my husband's journey through all types of situations that were pretty overwhelming in my life. So when you read this book, it helps you to understand how to control uncontrollable circumstances. Yeah. And it also helps you to understand how to rise above it. You can be in it and you can rise above it. Medical, financial problems, emotional, spiritual, relational, all those things. Also, you can discover the benefits of the challenge. You know, you have to be a pretty strong person to be chosen to go through some things. You know, so there are some benefits to the challenges that you face in life, and how to live your best life, how to have tragedy in triumph and see the silver lining. Of course, how to fireproof your faith, how to divorce proof your marriage going through, you know, because we're a part of the same organ. So how to divorce proof your marriage and how to be intimate without being, how to have intimacy without being intimate. I mean, it just goes on how to view weakness as your new strength and how to build yourself up. So it answers a whole lot of just regular everyday things that people go through. But I think it relates to this time during COVID because so much is going on. But the only person we can control is ourselves. And we have to, the only way to control ourselves is to grab control of our thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey, because now you're an entrepreneur. How do you, how does your faith and being able to fireproof your faith, how does that help you as an entrepreneur?
Well, my first journey was a cosmetologist. Mm. So in that journey, I started when I was between 12 and 13. Mm. And I started, you know, doing hair. And then it eventually led to me actually owning my own salon for about, I'd say 15 years.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
And anytime you embark upon entrepreneurship, it's a faith journey. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, every day is a day of faith because you don't know who's going to walk through that door. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you're going to have enough people to book you. Mm-hmm. So in that case, it actually strengthened my faith because every day I had to look to God to say, God, send those people through the door. God, help me with these bills. You know, God, send me great employees. Yeah. So that helped me. And then as I went into entrepreneurship as far as image promoters, it was the same thing. You know, God, just attract me to the right people, God. Open doors, you know, give me favor, you know, show me where to go, what to do. I don't know what to do. You know, you're always learning, but it's different when you have to apply these things and people are people, they're unpredictable. So that's where my faith kicked in. God, what is going to happen today? You know, but he always took care of my needs. Even when he had to do it, I remember one time I had a bill. It was a $5,000 credit card. And I was praying that God would just give me the money to pay it. God wiped it out of the computer forever. So just things like that. And he just keeps giving me, each miracle builds more and more faith. So
excellent. Awesome. Well, so you are an author and a speaker. Do you work with people too? Because I think I said that you're a coach as well. So do you actually go and coach people? And how does that work? What are you doing in that respect? How do you help people?
So one of the things that brings me the biggest joy is talking with people that think they have nothing to offer and think that they are not talented enough, they're not beautiful enough, and all of these different things that happen in their life, and just to see them discover what's already there. Mm. You know, because we're packaged deal, and what you need is already there. And, you know, because even in my personal life, I've always tried to keep adding stuff to myself instead of just accepting who I am, accepting God's design for my life. And when I did that, things started happening. So that is my biggest joy, to help them to find that which is already there, heal from their pain, and then turn that pain into profit.
Mm, awesome. That's wonderful. Well, if someone wants to be able to find out more about you and maybe even, you know, get your book when it is released, what's the best way for people to contact you?
You can visit me at Danielle, that's DanielleHBranch.com.
Okay, awesome. Well, I will make sure that I have that in the show notes. so anyone is, you know, listening, but they don't have a pen handy, if you're doing something, you'll be able to access it there. Is there anything else that you think is important that you'd like to share with our listeners and viewers today regarding fireproofing faith that you haven't mentioned already? What do you think? or any last advice?
There's always a turnaround. There's always a turnaround. If you can just hang in there and just go through and never lose your hope, you know, even if it gets a little tiny bit, you know, there's a reason why God says mustard seed faith, is because it only requires a tiny, tiny bit. And if you could just hold on and hang in there, what you thought was going to kill you will build you.
Excellent. Oh, I love that advice. That's awesome. Oh, thank you so much for joining us today on Live, Love, Engage. Danielle, you have been an inspiration and a delight to talk with, and I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such an honor.
Thank you. And thank you out there, our subscribers and viewers and listeners. I really appreciate you as well, and hope that you will continue tuning in for our next episodes. And until then, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You: How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.